Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we have been reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators, and we are coming to a close, my friends. So exciting. Before we read the precious Word of God, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the almighty warrior, the bondage breaker, and our commander in chief. You're the desire of our hearts and entirely steadfast. You are faithful and true, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are high and lifted up. You have infinite love. The just-in-time God, the key to everything that we need today, the light of the world, and the maker of all things. Nothing is impossible with you. You are the overcomer and the God of peace. You are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are robed in majesty. You are the sun and the shield, the true witness, and unchanging in your beauty and grace. You are very good to us, Lord, and you are who was and is to come, extraordinary in everything. Your yoke is easy, and your burden is light. Thank you, Lord, for being zealous for us. High and lifted up, God, we come before you in awe of you, and thank you for this week. Thank you for this time. Thank you for our brothers and sisters who have completed the school year already. And thank you for our brothers and sisters who are coming to a close. Lord, it is a long trek through 180 days, but it is a precious privilege that we've been able to share time in your promises this school year. We thank you for that, and we ask you to guide us in our summer plans, that they be pointed towards you at all times, because we love you so much. Thank you for loving us first. We adore you, we need you, and we ask all of this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And on these last few days, we have been doubling up the promises. And we are now up to days 191 and 192. And I know for those of you that are just listening in, that sounds a little weird since we're 180 days. But we added 10 promises to the front of the school year because of there's so many different starts, and 10 days at the end of the school year for so many different times that we close. So let us begin with our first promise for today, and it comes from 1 John chapter 3, the Word of God, 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, from the NIV. Dear friends, now we are called children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And from the Revised Standard Version, beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And the King James Version, beloved, now we are the sons of God, and doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And from the Living Bible, yes, dear friends, we are already God's children right now, and we can't even imagine what it's going to be like later on. But we do know this, that when he comes, we will be like him, as a result of seeing him as he really is. The Word of God, 1 John 3, verse 2. And each time, my friends, that I gathered this promise and placed it in the four translations, I wrote you a note. And today's note, which I simply call the note to the educator, is from my heart to yours. And this one I did in a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for making us your children. It is with great anticipation that we long to see you at your coming. Help us, Lord, to live lives rich in the fruit of the Holy Spirit Help us to lean on you for everything, because in the end, we will be like you during this journey. Help us to grow in our relationships with our colleagues and with our students. Teach us to number our days, that we treasure them to your glory. We love you and proclaim this joy in the unmatched name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And now, my friends, I would like to share our second promise for today. And it comes from 1 John chapter 4. The Word of God, 1 John 4, verses 16 to 17. From the NIV. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment in this world. We are like Jesus. From the RSV. So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this is love perfected with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. From the King James Version. And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And from the Living Bible, we know how much God loves us because we have felt his love and because we believe him when he tells us that he loves us dearly. God is love, and anyone who lives in love is living with God, and God is living in him. And as we live with Christ, our love grows more perfect and complete, so we will not be ashamed and embarrassed at the day of judgment, but can face him with confidence and joy, because he loves us and we love him too. The Word of God, 1 John 4, verses 16 to 17. And the note I wrote you, my friends, on the day I gathered that promise in the four translations is this: God loves us so dearly. We love him because he first loved us. In this promise of abiding, we have confidence in the present and future to stand boldly in his love. Let us set our hearts on the next school year to make a commitment to love our students and colleagues in a way we never have. Let our prayers over the summer be for God to show us how to love like he does. Let's practice on our families this summer and come back to school for a year of love. What does that look like? It means seeing each child and colleague through his eyes. It means praying for them regularly. It means taking the first step in reconciliation. Ask him what it should look like at your school. He will show you ways you have never imagined, because he loves you. Thank you, my friends, for spending time in the Word of God with your brothers and sisters in the public schools. The second thing that we do together is to pray. And we pray a very short, reverent, devout prayer at precisely 1:16 p.m. each day. And today, we are going to be praying that all students and educators are guarded in body, mind, and spirit this summer vacation. We based that time of 1:16 on Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotional. And these can be found on our website at www.ceai.org. And they are a great way to encourage your colleagues. And so feel free to pass them on. That is the design. Today's devotional is written by Kathy Branzell, and she entitled it, The Thought That Counts, The Prayer. I want my thoughts to be of you, Lord Jesus, with gratitude that you came. I am grateful. You are with me still to guide me this day. Thank you. And the scripture she chose is Hebrews 4, verse 12. for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. I have always heard, it's the thought that counts. But as in this verse, I would like to add, it's the thoughts and attitude of the heart that count. Do you have a responsibility that you grumble about? Perhaps you got talked into teaching Sunday school, or you have been put on a list to serve once a month during nursery duty, or you're a volunteer mom or dad at one of your kids' activities that you dread each week, or is it your week for cafeteria or parking lot duty during your lunch period? I have thought about doing many good things, but the thought does not get them done. I have done many good things while complaining or wishing that I did not have to do them. I doubt God was very proud in those moments. What good is my to-do list if it is stained with impure motives and sinful behavior? It is only when I go about these things with a glad heart, without thinking of myself or seeking reward or praise, that I know I am serving the Lord in a way that glorifies and pleases Him. There are some things we choose to do and others that we have to do, but we always get to choose our attitude. Every day is filled with opportunities to fulfill God's purpose for us. Today's verse tells us that it is our thought and attitude that will be judged. We cannot hide these from God. We need to get our spirit right before we start. Service or selfishness, grateful or grudging, privileged or pride, you choose your attitude. How can each of us carry out the attribute of having the right thoughts and attitude in our daily environments, our classrooms, hallways, meetings, cafeteria, office, etc.? And that was our daily devotional, written by Kathy Branzell. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. These are designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Today's comes from P.L. Travers, the writer of Mary Poppins. In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and the job's a game. And so, my friends, now as we wrap up our time together, let me remind you of our two promises for today from 1 John 3, verse 2. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And our second promise came from 1 John 4, verses 16 to 17. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we will be like Jesus. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, what a gift giver, what a promise keeper. Thank you, Lord, for these marvelous promises for today. For we will be like you someday. We will see you, we will glorify you, and we will give you humble adoration and thanks. Oh Lord, we cannot wait for that day for the sake of our students and colleagues and for our families. Bless those who know you now, and enrich those who do not know you yet. Our hearts yearn for them to be confident in you. We love you, Lord. We thank you for everything, and we ask you for this day in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.